the sinner holy. Come wash me clean till every part of me is yours, Lord, and yours only. It's been so long since I felt Jesus. Just once again, I long to feel his presence. My soul was hungry. I've been washed
in the blood of the Lamb.
How oft I cried when far away from you my heart would catch a glimpse of Calvary, remembering nights down on my knees in prayer. I cried, Lord, here I am, please use me. A fool was I to ever leave you. Please take me now. Oh God, I know I need you. My soul was hungry. I've been washed
in the blood of the Lamb. I'm glad I'm washed in the blood of the Lamb. I've had a cleansing from the fountain.
My soul was hungry.
Praise the Lord, we're back. So good to be here, so good to see everybody. And I want to say that our girl is walking tall this morning. She is standing tall. Guys, you want to throw that picture up on the screen? Whenever you can. There she is. Walking out of the hospital, not in a wheelchair, but walking out of the hospital. And what a blessing. The staff and Children's Health Care of Atlanta have been, Dr. DeVito, all the nurses, of course, Miss BJ's granddaughter. She was also one of the nurses that was there. And I want to say that the Lord Jesus Christ exceeded our expectations. Don't tell me that God can't answer prayer this morning, because he can. 2 weeks ago, we all sat down there by Lily and prayed for her. And I had an idea of how it would go, but it went much better. Not even a hiccup, not a bump, nothing. It's just purely the work of the Lord, and we praise God for that. And she literally is standing taller this morning. She's about 3 inches taller than she was. So she's taller than Christy now. Her back is you know, Miss Hales better watch out. Her back is perfectly straight, and took 4.5 hours. And all I can say is, you know, praise the Lord for doctors, for medicine, and I just give God glory. We're going to mention much more of this in just a moment. In fact, the message this morning has a lot to do with our experience the past 7 days, and I want to share that in just a moment. And, of course, we have communion this morning, and looking forward to that. That's going to be at the end of the service, and I want to say thank you, Brother Allen, for filling the pulpit last Sunday. Leading the choir and all that other stuff you've been doing, and I appreciate that. Two great messages, and Brother Ceylon, thank you past couple Wednesday nights for standing in the gap, brother. Really appreciate that. Thank you for all your prayers, love, cards, everything from start to finish. We know we're loved here, and we love you right back. I do want to mention a couple things. There's some other people we need to pray for this morning. Miss Lucille Turner. She had a fall last week. She had surgery, I believe, yesterday. And Brother Snyder gave me the okay to share this. So she's in recovery. She was a little bit nauseous coming out of surgery, as surgery tends to do for you. But she's doing good. She's doing good. And don't know the degree of her fall, and not really sure if her hip broke or not, but it did. Her hip broke. So just pray for her recovery and family as they surround her. So let's lift up Miss Lucille. A couple more things. Little Jude, Carl Partain's son, he had heart surgery, open heart surgery. He's 16, I believe. He had that on Wednesday, this past Wednesday. Lily's surgery and his surgery was a week apart. His was at Choa, or Children's Healthcare of Birmingham, Alabama, and Jude is doing good. They repaired his valve and all of that, and he should be going home soon. So we put that prayer request out there. Me and Brother Carl have been sharing, staying in touch with each other because his son and my daughter, and so we were able to really deepen our relationship a bit over this with our children. So I appreciate what the Lord putting us together. But remember him. Also remember, continue to remember Diane Ely as she recovers from her back surgery. I know it's been up and down. Talked with Randy yesterday or the day before. I can't remember. All my days running together. But it's been up and down. She has some good days. She has some bad days. But she is progressing toward being better. So let's remember her. Brother Leonard Palmer, let's continue to remember him and in his physical elements as he tries to get better. Miss Dolores as well. Also, I got a special prayer request for a young girl, Anna Horsley. Now, Lily and Anna are 1 month apart. And Tricia, the mother, the father, Danny, he pastors County Line Baptist. Well, basically, our girls were raised together. Tricia would babysit Lily and Anna together, so they knew each other since they were babies. Well, we checked in on the 4th, and we got a message that Anna was there as well on the 4th. Anna's still there in ICU, and she's got some kind of pneumonia. We're talking about a healthy girl, teenage girl, no medical history. She's been hooked up to oxygen for like 2 weeks. And this is a definite hardship on her and the family. And so if you would, just remember her in prayer. We would certainly appreciate that. So a lot of things going on. Just remember to grab a bulletin. Stay up to date with everybody in the bulletin. And I want to say that we will have another Christmas offering this morning. And so remember that. Again, communion in just a minute, just a little while. Also tonight, missionary Scott Kirby will be with us. He reached out to me the past week, and we lined him up for tonight. He's going to be in town, so I just asked him if he would present and preach, and he said he would love to do that. He is with Alaska Grace Works Ministries, and so the church, we've been supporting him for a long time, and so he'll be with us tonight. Looking forward to that. Remember the tree, Christmas tree, remembrance tree, just behind you there. Place an ornament there and in remembrance of a loved one. So don't forget that. Also, the Christmas card table out here in the hallway. You can drop off some Christmas cards to some church members. Thinking ahead a little bit, no midweek service Christmas week, no midweek service New Year's week, and we're going to start fresh in the new year with a brand new, heading in a brand new direction. So remember that. Also remember Youth Sunday next Sunday, plus CBC Choir in the mix. And so just one big Christmas service morning and night. And so remember that. All right, I think I'm called up. It's just good to be here. Good to be back with you. We love you. We appreciate you. Remember the children's home on the road this morning. And are you glad you're here this morning? Say amen. 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 Let's pray. Father, we love you. We thank you. We praise you. Now unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we could ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us, thank you, God, so much for exceeding our expectations. This morning, Father, we just pray for the service, the music, the message, every person that is participating, God. I pray for the Christmas offering. I heard it was a good one last week. We pray for a good one this week for communion, Lord. The testimony we're going to share in just a bit. All of it, Lord, from start to finish, we just want to give you honor, give you praise, give you glory, because you so deserve it, and it's rendered to you alone. We love you today. Save the lost and bless the saved is our prayer. In Jesus' name we do pray with thanksgiving in our hearts. Amen.
Amen. Amen. It's good to see you in the house of the Lord. Church, take a hymnal. Turn over to page 390. Church, choir, everyone stand. Let's sing together. You'll notice that we're singing songs that would pertain to the blood this morning. And I'm glad that there's power in the blood. Amen? Amen. Let's all sing together that. Page 390, there's power in the blood. Sing now. Would you be free from the burden of sin? There's power in the blood, power in the blood. Would you or evil a victory win? There's wonderful power in the blood. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the blood of the Lamb. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the precious blood of the Lamb. On the last, would you do service for Jesus your King? There's power in the blood, power in the blood. Would you live daily his praises to sing? There's wonderful power in the blood. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the blood of the Lamb. There is power, power, wonder-working. Sing that again. There is power. Well, we'll have choir practice this afternoon at 4 o'clock, so please, if you're a member of the choir, please be here at 4 this afternoon, and we'll try our best to continue working on our program. We're very excited about next Sunday morning as we try our best to present some songs that we believe will honor and glorify Him as we think about our blessed Savior that came to this world to die for us as a babe in a manger, and we're going to revisit and celebrate that great story once again. And we're so thankful for the opportunity. So please be much in prayer. Brother Don. Remember her in prayer. All right. All right. Please remember Miss Brenda in prayer. And I thank you for that, Brother Don. Let's go to the Lord again in a word of prayer and ask the Lord to be with us this morning. Pray for Pastor, and it's so good to have him in the house of the Lord with us this morning. And we are looking forward to having the whole family back. And we miss everyone not being able to be with us. but in God's time. Amen. So just keep them in prayer. And just continue. I know that you'll continue to pray for them, but that's what gets us through times like this. You remember last week, my second point was, is what we need is a great, great home church to go to. And I'm glad to know that we have one. We're just a member of the family of God. Amen. And so we're grateful and thankful for the family that we have here. We might not have a huge family, but boy, we got a strong family. Amen. And we're trusting in the Lord, and we're very thankful to be able to be in His house this morning. You pray for the choir. We'll sing another song in a few minutes, and we'll sing again about the blood. But Brother Don, would you take us, Lord, in a word of prayer?
make sure everybody knows. Did the Christmas offering last week, and that's what this is all about. Again, we're going to do this. So if you didn't have opportunity last week, like I didn't, we'll have an opportunity now to give to the Lord in honor of his birth.
Skies of Bethlehem appeared a star, while angels sang to lowly shepherds. Three wise men seeking truth, they traveled from afar, hoping to find the child from heaven. And falling on their knees, they bowed before the humble Prince of Peace. I bring an offering of worship to my King. No one on earth deserves the praises that I sing. Jesus, will you receive the honor that you're due? Oh Lord, I bring an offering to you. The sun cannot compare to the glory of your love. There is no shadow in your presence. No mortal man would dare to stand before your throne, before the Holy One of Heaven. It's only by your blood, and it's only through your mercy, Lord, I come. I bring an offering of worship to my King. No one on earth deserves the praises that I sing. Jesus, will you receive the honor that you're due? Oh Lord, I bring an offering to you. I bring an offering of worship to my King. No one on earth deserves the praises that I sing. Jesus, will you receive the honor that you're due? Oh Lord, I bring an offering to you. Oh Lord, I bring an offering to you.
That song, Miss Amanda, Brother Randy, appreciate you and the piano playing. Again, appreciate each and every one of you this morning. I want to start off this morning in Ephesians chapter number 3, if you have your Bibles. Ephesians chapter number 3 and verse number 20. And Ephesians chapter number 3 and verse number 20. After what we're going to share this morning, we will transition the service into the Lord's Supper, where we will observe communion and the Lord's table. And so we, by the time everything is said and done, we might be out of here right on time or a little after. But this is the Lord's day, so we're not too much worried about it. Let's bow for a word of prayer, and then I want to read actually two verses out of Ephesians chapter number 3, verse number 20 and 21. Father, we love you today. We thank you. Lord, I pray that you would use us in the next few moments to be a blessing to your people. And Father, if there's someone here that doesn't know you personally, I pray today will be the day of salvation for them. And for the Christian that is struggling, I pray that you would encourage them. Maybe even the Christian that is following from afar, you bring them back to the cross today. We love you today and praise you. In Jesus' name we do pray with thanksgiving in our hearts. Amen and amen. Ephesians chapter number 3, verse number 20. Now unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we can ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us, unto him be glory in the church by Christ Jesus throughout all ages, world without end. Amen. This morning I want to use primarily verse number 20 as a starting point for what we're going to speak about this morning. But I do want to say this, that many times we pray about things and God comes through and God blesses, God directs, God provides. And if we're not careful, we can miss an opportunity to give thanks and praise for what he's done. And in our verses this morning, verse number 20 tells us that God can exceed our expectations. Notice what he says, now unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly. I looked up those two words, and that's actually a 1-2 punch. That's a compound word. The writer is trying to think of a word or a set of words to use to describe what God can do. And so he says, now unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly, the best way that he can describe it, above all that we could ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us. Now that phrase, according to the power that worketh in us, he's talking about the Holy Ghost. In another place in the New Testament, it says, though the outward man perish, yet the inward man is renewed day by day. Listen, church, the thing that you think is killing you, you will survive it. The unforeseen circumstance that you're approaching, you will survive it, because we serve a God, Brother Allen, that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we could ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us. God is not going to let you die in that valley. God is not going to forget about you in that intersection of trouble you're facing, because if you know Jesus as your Lord and Savior, you have a power that's within you. He will sustain you. He will walk with you. He'll walk you through. He'll get you through. He'll provide for you. But then the other thing to all of this goodness is he wants praise for it. In verse number 21, notice the first two words, unto him. It starts out that way in verse 20. Now unto him, and he says all these great things about God. Verse number 21, he concludes and says, unto him be glory. Another word for glory here is praise. And so what he's saying here is, he's saying God is able to exceed your expectations, and when he does, give him glory, give him praise in the church, the Bible says, by Christ Jesus, throughout all ages, world without end. Amen. This morning, if you'd indulge me for a little while, I just want to give a post-op praise report. A post-op praise. And I want to take this time to just reflect back, if I could, over our past 2 weeks, mention some highlights, and I believe God would be honored and glorified if we did this morning. This is the only thing on my heart, is to just share some things that God showed me and my family the past 2 weeks. As I said a moment ago, I'll say it again. Often we ask God to do something, and if we're not careful, we can neglect to tell what God did. Now, 2 Sundays ago, I had special prayer for Lily, right down there on that front row where Brother Allen's at. And we asked God to give Lily a surgery that would correct her problem and give her a safe and speedy recovery. That's what I prayed. I'm sure that's what you prayed. We've had so many different people praying. And with that said, I'm keeping in mind, especially during that time while we were praying during the past 2 weeks, that Lily's getting ready to graduate high school next year, which is hard to believe. She's going to be a senior. She wants to learn cosmetology, and she wants to pursue a career. And the Lord knows she's so young, and she's just starting out in life. And I knew and I know that within my heart of hearts that God is getting ready to do something great for our daughter. I knew it then and I know it now. She's just too young for this surgery not to work out. She just started driving. She's just starting out in life. Now, 2 Sundays later, I stand here with my expectations exceeded. I will say this, that we didn't know exactly what to expect. We had some ideas on what to expect, but we have never experienced this kind of situation as a family before. And I want to say, sometimes God stirs up the nest in our families when He wants to promote growth. When He wants things to change, He has a plan, and sometimes He stirs our nest. Sometimes He calls us out of the boat of our comfortability zone. But we didn't know exactly what to expect. We had some ideas. Our family's never been through this before. And in my mind, anything could have happened, and it could have happened, Brother Allen. Anything. Listen, when you're having surgery and you're under anesthesia, anything could happen. And our girl was under anesthesia on her stomach for 4.5 hours. And when she came out of surgery the day after, she's like, "Dad, my ribs hurt. Dad, my chest area is sore, is numb." And it's from laying on her stomach in her ribs for 4.5 hours. But during that time, I personally, me and my wife, Christy, we personally chose to believe that God is a good God and that He was going to get glory from a successful surgery. Now, you might say, well, hey, you know, are you part of that name it, claim it crowd? No, I'm not. But you have a daughter, you have a spouse, you have somebody you love get ready to go into surgery, you're going to claim healing, amen? And I just believe God is too much of a good God not to do to give us a successful surgery. And so we claim that. We claim that God was going to give us a successful surgery out of this time of Lily getting her back done. And so although this surgery was for Lily, I want to say this. Spiritually, it was a lot about me and Christy. Being in a place where our only child was getting ready to have a major surgery, we both felt utterly helpless. I remember as we were getting ready for the surgery, they had us in a room and hooking her up to IVs and all of that. And then we made the walk down the hallway to the operating room door. Lily is handling this like a champ. Christy is too. I am too. But as the doctor said, "All right, parents, say goodbye." That look in her eye, although she was handled like a champ, one little tear started to roll down as they wheeled her off. And I reached like this, and I had just enough space to catch that tear with my index finger on the side of her cheek. I want to tell you, this is a father's heart for his child. And I can remember, as she was back there for 4.5 hours, I mean, there was a darkness. I'm not going to lie to you. There was a darkness that we felt momentarily. The world was still spinning, and people were doing their things and walking to the hospital and laughing and working their jobs. And my girl was on her stomach having back surgery for 4.5 hours. I told Christy, we both agreed, we exercised more faith in that 4.5 hours than we did our whole marriage being together. Exercised more faith in God. And so this was her surgery, but yet it was something big for me and Christy, and as spiritually speaking, God was working on us, and He was refining our faith. So we prayed with Lily, and we walked her to the OR door, and she went on back, and we went back to the room. And again, some of the darkest moments of that time was when they first wheeled her back, and we just held each other, and we hugged, and we cried, and we felt those emotions. That's one reason why we didn't want a lot of people there. So please understand, we wanted to feel those emotions. There was even a point where God's peace was literally flooding our hearts and minds, and we were fine. And I almost felt guilty for feeling fine because our girl was having surgery. We wanted to feel every emotion. We wanted to feel every minute. We wanted to walk through it with her. So for the next 4.5 hours, we waited, we prayed, we stayed positive. Keep in mind, church, this was a surgery in the making for the past 10 years. We didn't go around telling everybody about Lily's scoliosis. We prayed about it. I took her to the doctors regularly. And then the time came. God has literally brought me to a place where I was ready. I can remember the day that I found out she had scoliosis. And I seen it on the screen for the first time. And me, Christy, and Lily, we were in the elevator, and this was 10 years ago, and we were coming back home, and I was in that elevator, and I just broke down. I'm the dad. I'm in ministry. This isn't supposed to happen. Is the things that I was feeling, being helpless, couldn't help my daughter, and God, I serve you. I'm in ministry. And so for the next 10 years, I mulled over that thought process. Why, God, why? For 10 years. And if you said you haven't never asked God why, you're lying. You may not have said it with your lips, but you've said it in your heart. We wonder, but eventually I got over the why, Brother Don, eventually. And I started looking at the resources that we had to correct the problem. And so God began to show me, and God began to steal my mind, and so we had the surgery. But during this time, there was absolutely zero time for second guessing. If I would have second guessed during this surgery, did we make the right decision? I would have bottomed out in an instant. I would have sank in an instant. My faith would have been disturbed. I mean, it would have been shattered in an instant. I knew that God wanted us to have this surgery. Lily came to us wanting to have the surgery. And the devil loves to get there during those moments where you're vulnerable the most and make you doubt. And I just, with everything within me, with all the faith that I have, I exercise and I just believed God without one doubt the whole time. Now, we had a dark moment when we let her go back to the operating room, but I believed God the whole time. I didn't look back. I knew He was going to raise her up, and the Lord seen her through. But so we exercised more faith in that 4.5 hours than we did our whole going on 20 years of marriage this January. There was no time for doubting or second guessing, all faith forward. So let me say this. God clearly spoke to me through that experience, and He said this to me. New experiences stimulate spiritual growth. Uncomfortable experiences stimulate spiritual growth. How are we going to grow if there's never any roughness? You know, I love it every time. I said the phrase you've heard before, dodging the bullet. I love it every time we're able as a family to dodge the bullet. But this time the bullet hit us. You can't dodge the bullet all the time. Eventually, trouble will come your way. But the blessing of it is, for a child of God, when trouble comes our way, He has a plan for us to be bigger fruit bearers. John chapter, don't turn there, I'll give it to you, but in John chapter 15, verse 5, the Bible says, "And every branch that beareth fruit, He purgeth it, that it might bring forth more fruit." He purges, He prunes. Y'all remember when I had my pruning shears out here? I did the illustration, and I was pruning the air, and I did it so hard, I broke my pruning shears right there live on Facebook. But you prune during the fall time, getting ready for winter, you cut them limbs back. But it stimulates fresh growth when summer rolls around. And sometimes life hurts. Sometimes things happen that we don't even agree with God on, and if we could have chosen a different way, we would have. And we would have chosen a different way than back surgery. But this is the path that God chose. And He provided every step of the way. And that's what God does. Whatever path He chooses, He will provide every step of the way. But sometimes it hurts. And we felt those pruning shears touch our life the past month leading up to the surgery. But with all of that said, our expectations were exceeded. They were exceeded. We wouldn't have chose this way, but, I mean, listen, we prayed for healing. There were times where I took Lily to the doctor, and her spine did miraculously straighten some. But looking back on that, God gave me what I needed during that time. I needed a good doctor's report from Lily to get me through that time. Lily was fine. Christy was fine. But being the dad, I needed some good news. And some of you were praying. And on one account, Brother David Henderson had some men at his job when he worked his job, his regular job down there at the ink company. When he was praying, and God did something amazing then. And her spine did go in some degrees. But you see, ultimately, this was the path that God wanted us to go down. So I can say that the past 10 years, God developed a consistent prayer life in my life. God slowly brought me and us to terms with the outcome. So finally, we were ready for surgery. And again, it was one night we were in the living room, and Lily was up in her room, and she came down out of nowhere and said, "Dad, I want to have surgery." That was indicator to me that it was time. Because I told Lily, I told Christy, we are not bringing her into that operating room kicking and screaming. We're just not going to do it. So she was ready, therefore we were ready. And God gets the glory this morning, leading us down a path we wouldn't have chosen, forgiving our daughter a strong, straight back. Only God can get the glory for that. I told you last Sunday, and I preached on it not too long ago, but Isaiah 46, I believe, 42:16, talks about he'll be a guide to the blind, and he will make the crooked things straight. That's exactly what God did for us. And he used doctors to do it. So they did an x-ray right after the surgery, or the next day, actually. And one of the nurses, Nurse Krista, sent me an email with a before and after picture. Now, those are private pictures, so everybody don't get to see them. But I will say this, that before, it looked like she had a snake for a spine. I mean, it was after surgery, perfectly straight. You tell me that God can't make the crooked thing straight. You tell me that. Sometimes he does it by healing. Sometimes he does it by doctors. My daughter got a new back for Christmas. And she's going to be able to celebrate Christmas here in a couple weeks. She's doing much better. She's ready to go back to school. We've only been home a week. I told her, I said, you're healing up good and your scar looks good. I took the bandage off the day before yesterday. And I said, you're doing so good. I said, I might take you on a car ride on Monday. And so we're getting there. But God gets the glory. We wouldn't have chosen this way. Her back is perfectly straight and symmetrical. In fact, it's going to take some time for the other parts of her body. And this is okay. I know my daughter. I know my wife. I can share some things. But when you have a curvature in your spine from birth, all of your ribs, your organs are all shifted to one side. And so she has a straight spine now, and everything's going to take a little while to shift to line up with the spine. And the doctor says, give it a year, give it 2 years at the most. Everything is going to be perfectly, things are symmetrical now, but everything will be balanced out. It just takes a while. But leading up to the surgery, emotionally, I've been in the best place I've ever been. And God had prepared me to be the rock for our family for that particular moment. I had a lot of dark moments in the past 10 years. And looking back on that now, God was just getting me ready for this moment for my family. I believe that. Christy and Lily and myself, we actually felt like we passed the test. We did better than we thought we'd do because it's the grace of God. I think about grace and I think about new grace. There's a song that talks about new grace I've not never needed before. New grace will be there when you need it at that particular time. And so God ministered new grace to our hearts. Let me share this with you. The night before the surgery, I struggled a bit. Everybody were in their rooms and I was on the couch. It was 2:00 in the morning. And I was hit mentally with an assault from the enemy. And I grabbed my phone and I remembered that J93.3 has a 24/7 prayer line. Okay, this is your pastor speaking. I get weak too and challenged in my faith. We're all in this together. I texted J93.3 at 2:00 in the morning. I told him who I was. I told him what's going on. I told him I'm a pastor and I preached on faith all my years in ministry, which pastoring is a total of 15 years of ministry-ish. I preached for 20 years. And they responded back, and they told me, they said, Dad, we are praying for you. They said, Almighty God, please touch Lily and her surgery. And I saved that text message that I typed out to them and they to me. And I'm always going to keep it as a reminder of how I felt then and how I feel now and what God can bring me through. What a blessing J93.3 was. I seen God instill courage in Lily and Christy. Prayer after prayer was being answered. I had a list of things that I was praying about, and before I could even mark them off my list, they were being answered. Things that were a concern to me. And I just want to say that I thank the Lord, and I thank you for your support, your prayer, your love. I wish the children's home was here. I want to thank Darlene for calling our house December the 3rd on Tuesday night. She had her and the girls talk to Lily and had special prayer for her over the phone. That meant so much to us. And then, of course, we went to go hear Jason Crabb sing, and back there in the special room we were able to meet him in, I had Jason Crabb pray for her. That was a special God moment for me and my family. Right before the surgery, Scott Kirby, our missionary to Alaska, texted me, Brother Ceylon, he texted me. I mean, right when they wheeled Lily back in there for surgery, he asked if he could come. I said, that'd be great. We're at the hospital getting ready to have surgery, my daughter. And he started a prayer chain in Alaska for Lily during that time. I mean, he called, brother, and texted me and checked in on me to see how she was doing. And so there was prayer going around this world for our girl. What an amazing time it really was. So the missionaries, the pastors, every Jubilee preacher I have come in was praying. Total support. I appreciate Sean Rich and his pink and white Christmas lights, a.k.a. Pretty in Pink or Tickle Pink, that he put on our house for Lily to cheer her spirit up during Christmas. That's the first time we've ever had Christmas lights on our house. That was a working of God through Sean Rich. And I appreciate that so much. And through this situation, I found out that my neighbor's daughter, I reached out to him. I said, hey, Joe, would you just remember us in prayer? Our daughter's getting ready to have spinal surgery. She has scoliosis. He says, I sure will. And you won't believe this. We just took our daughter today to get fitted for her brace. She has scoliosis. And so our neighbor right across the street is starting the journey, and we're ending the journey. And so God has put us together to help minister. Again, BJ's granddaughter was there working at Choa. I also want to thank Randy Ely in the hospital bed that he donated. Lily absolutely loves that bed. It came with an arm holder on the left to brace herself to get up. She has been wearing that thing out. Thank you, Randy and Diane. And just all the love that we've been getting from you. Thank you so much. Grace Christian Academy sent some kind of telegrams to Choa through the hospital. And just different teachers saying they're praying. Pastor Bo came up there, different people. And we're just so very thankful for the love and the support. But no doubt there were some moments that were very hard for Lily in the hospital. The day, in fact, they brought her in recovery. Me and Christy were standing there. And I said, here she comes. Here she comes. And they brought her in there. And they turned her around. And I looked at her. She was so pale and white and clammy. And my mind started to go somewhere, if you know what I mean. And then here's what happened. Her eyes were rolling around her head like this. And I said, honey, I said, Daddy's here. Daddy's right here. And she reached for my hand, that cold, clammy hand. I've never seen my girl this way. Ripped my heart out. She grabbed my hand. And then she said, Mommy, Mommy. And listen, mothers that have daughters know that sometimes, you know, they can go at one another, you know, as mothers and daughters would and do at times. But she said, where's Mommy? And Christy came up. Lily reached out her hand, grabbed Christy's hand, and gave it a kiss right on her hand. I absolutely lost it. I mean, I lost it. She did fine that day. The next day, she had extreme nausea. I mean, it was terrible. She had medications going in her little body for 24 hours with no food on her stomach. But then after that, she started to get stable, and we were on our way to being better. And just seeing your young person in such a state, having such a big surgery, you got to think that God has plans. And I keep teasing Lily. I said, yeah, God has plans for you, girl. That titanium in your back, you're going to be carrying triplets one day. She actually got online and she ordered a shirt. This is her testimony, and I'm telling you, she is proud. She said, Dad, can I have this shirt? I said, yeah, what is it? And the shirt is a picture of a spine with flowers around it, and on the top of it says, I have a strong mind, a big heart, and a titanium spine. And so I ordered that for her from Amazon. She has already made posts on her personal page and social media accounts with music. This is her testimony. She's proud of it. Beautiful scar she has on her back. Let me say this, and I'll be through. But what an opportunity we had to be a parent during those moments. The nights we were in the hospital, we must have been up taking turns. I don't know. 5, 10, 15 times turning her. She would be on her back. Then we had to turn her kind of like that with a pillow behind her, turn her like that. It was an opportunity to be a parent to her. Getting the nurses, the praying we were doing, the praying I was doing. But you know what? It's much like the Lord does for us, helping us, being a parent for us during the night seasons. Then to watch Lily rise up and walk. She was walking down the hallway, seeing God in her, strengthened my faith. Then, of course, going home, the picture you've seen on the screens earlier. Now the pain is lessening. No more nausea. She's eating again. She's walking 3 times a day. She is walking up the stairs in the house, down the stairs. Again, I took the bandage off. What a beautiful scar. What a beautiful scar. She has a beautiful scar there. It's going to be a scar one day. It's healing up nicely. I'm reminded of another beautiful scar, or scars, the hands and feet of Jesus. It was God's plan for Jesus to go to the cross, and it was God's plan for Lily to have back surgery. Those aren't ugly scars. Those are beautiful scars. And so now she's sleeping more at night. In fact, the other night we all got up. She needed some pain medicine, and she was already loopy from the dose before, but she needed it. And we all just kind of almost bumped into one another during the night trying to get this thing to happening and getting her some food to eat before she took medicine. And we all just started laughing like 2 o'clock in the morning. It was a beautiful thing. Beautiful thing. God had brought us through this. We're laughing again. We're making plans again. God did it again in a fashion that we never seen. Listen, I said all that to say this in conclusion this morning. God can do the same for you. He can do the same for you. Now unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we could ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us. And don't forget to give him praise. Unto him be glory in the church by Christ Jesus throughout all ages, world without end. Amen. I'm going to leave you with this verse this morning, and then we'll transition into communion. James 5:16 says, the effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. Father, we love you today. We thank you for raising up our girl, God. Lord, I pray that you would just take this word of praise this morning, word of praise, and inspire others. And then when it comes time for my girls to get back to church, I pray that you'll use Lily to tell her own testimony. Her walk with you, Lord, has deepened. And she's gotten so close with you, and you've been intimate with her, and I'm so very thankful for that, God. I just pray that you'll work mightily in the hearts of your people here today. In Jesus' name we do pray with thanksgiving in our hearts. Amen and amen. All right, I'll tell you what let's do. Deacons, if you'll assume the position on the front row, we will get ready to observe the Lord's table. And Brother Randy's in place. I'm sure to do some instrumental in just a few moments. We'll give an invitation at the very end if anybody wants to come and do business with the Lord, respond to the message. We will give that opportunity just a bit later. As you know, during COVID, we started using different supplies for communion. And so this morning before we start, I just want to say that we're continuing that. We have the easy cup, you know. We got the juice, and then on top of that, there's a layer, and there's the bread, and then there's a thin layer. Don't know how the men has prepared that this morning, but just remember, there's a tab you pull back, and then there's the bread, and there's a second tab. We're just doing that. We did that, started doing that for being clean and sanitary purposes, and we just thought we'd continue that for a while. So that's what we're using this morning. If you want to follow along in 1 Corinthians chapter number 11, we're going to read a few things here. And it's been a while since we've had communion. I believe it's last Christmas. We're going to try to have it more often. In 1 Corinthians 11, let me say this. Let me read this verse before I read the verses in its entirety. But verse number 28 says this, "But let a man examine himself, and so let him eat of that bread and drink of that cup." The Lord's table is to remember the price that was paid for our sin, but also it's a time of self-examination. There's qualifications to participate this morning. That is, you must be saved. You must have exercised faith in Christ. You must have repented and turned to Him for salvation. You must be a Christian in order to participate. And as Christians, we're not perfect people. We slip, we stumble. But the key ingredient in participating as a Christian that's not perfect, not only being saved, but being repented up to date. Meaning, if you are saved and you're living some habitual sin on purpose every day, this is a great time to do business with God, to examine your heart and say, "God, I'm done with it. You died for me. You shed your blood. And so, Lord, I examine myself." So faith in Christ is the qualification, repentance of sin, and a desire to live right for Jesus. These are all qualifications. So he says, "But let a man examine himself, and so let him eat of that bread and drink of that cup." Listen what verse number 23 says. "For I have received of the Lord that which also I delivered unto you, that the Lord Jesus, the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he brake it and said, 'Take, eat. This is my body, which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of me.' After the same manner also he took the cup when he had supped, saying, 'This cup is the New Testament in my blood. This do ye as oft as you drink it in remembrance of me. For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you do show the Lord's death till he come.'" We're going to stop there. And at this time, I want to ask the men if they would to just to serve the cup. And however you seem fit to do that. And then we will read another verse and pray before we partake. Thank you. right, you can go ahead and, if you haven't already, remove the film off the bread. I do want to read a verse again and pray before we partake. Verse 23, "For I have received of the Lord that which also I delivered unto you, that the Lord Jesus, the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he brake it and said, Take, eat, this is my body, which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of me." Father, we love you today. And Lord, as we begin to observe your table and partake of this bread, Lord, help us be mindful of the price that was paid, the lamb that was slain. You gave your back to the smiters, Lord. By your stripes we are healed. Father, we're so very thankful that, oh God, you gave the best for the worst. We're all undeserving of God's love, yet you loved us. And we're so thankful for that. And so we partake this morning, remembering, honoring, and giving thanks to you for your body. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. You now partake. Verse number 25 says, "After the same manner also he took the cup when he had supped, saying, This cup is the New Testament in my blood. This do ye as oft as you drink it in remembrance of me." Father, we come again in Jesus' name, the name that's above all name. You are our great and high priest, Lord. Thankful. We are a thankful people for the precious blood that was shed on Calvary. On Calvary's cross, Lord, all those years ago for us. Help us, Lord, to not be so busy in this world we lose sight of our true love, our first love, that is you. We wouldn't have all these other loves if it wasn't for that first love. So, Father, thank you for your blood. And, Lord, it's our prayer that more people accept you as their Savior and experience the joy of having their sins washed away by this precious blood, the blood of the Lamb. We thank you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. You now may partake of the cup. I always like to read verse number 26 in conclusion. "For as often as ye eat this bread and drink this cup, ye do show the Lord's death till he come." The word "show" means to tell again. So that's what we just did. We just told the gospel just now that the Lord's body was broken, his blood was shed for mankind. So we thank the Lord for that this morning. I tell you what, let's do. Let's all stand to our feet this morning. Brother Randy, if you just want to play something softly for a few moments, we'll give a time for invitation. If nobody comes, we'll close out the service. Feel free to come. Help to be found. somebody else. That'll be enough playing this morning. We thank everybody for being here, and praise the Lord for the plan of salvation. Amen. Amen. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Appreciate the Lord and what He's done for me and my family lately. And just remember all these requests that we've mentioned today, everybody on the prayer bulletin, prayer list side of the bulletin. All the events we have coming up, remember choir practice today, I believe, 4 o'clock, and again, missionary Scott Kirby will be with us tonight in the service. He'll be bringing the message, and he'll be giving us an update. It's funny, Brother Stelon, I called him Kirby Smart, the Bulldogs coach. I said, "Hey, Brother Kirby Smart." Anyway, so I got it. I think I got his name right, Scott Kirby. All right, anything to mention before we go? All right, then. Brother Stelon, would you close us out in a word of prayer? Amen.